1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the May 25th, 2023 College Station City Council meeting, where the council approved two requests from the fire department to remove parking on city streets. But before the unanimous vote came questions from City Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna to Public Works Director Emily Fisher about the notification procedures.
I noticed that there were no comments, no public comments on either of these two items. Could you just go over the notification that you put out to the public?
Yes, I can. So we mailed notices, postcards that gave the date and time and location of the public meeting to the residents and property owners if they were different on both these streets. And that was the notification.
Is that a legal notification or it's just something the city does?
It's just something the city does. There's no legal requirement.
Okay. And could you tell me, do the residents, the landowners or the homeowners or the renters, do they have any proprietary rights to the public parking spaces in front of their home on the street? Like, do they control the parking on their curb in front of their home on that street?
No. The street's public right of way.
So anybody could park there?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess what I'm asking, maybe in future ones, maybe we could put a physical sign so that people that are parking there maybe could be aware. They might not live in those homes, right? They don't have to live in those homes to be parking there. But because there wasn't any other notification other than to the individual homeowners, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But since the street parking doesn't belong in any way to the homeowner in whom it's in front of, and there's no legal requirement, I'm just asking maybe if you could consider putting a physical sign on the street so that people who are in the habit of parking there, if they don't live on the street, they might also be aware of the public input opportunities. But I understand these were requested by our first responders because they're having trouble navigating the street. I don't have any problem with 7.2 and 7.3. It's just the notification. I'm hoping maybe we could do a little differently since it's not a legal requirement.
Yes, and we've actually talked about getting signs that we could reuse and put on the streets when we're doing parking removals.
Yeah, because we just want to remind homeowners that that space isn't theirs and anyone can park there, and anyone's comments are appreciated and welcomed when we talk about removing parking.
The council unanimously approving requests from the fire department to remove parking on the north side of Anton Court and the west side of Lemon Tree Lane from Cedar Run to the end of the road. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.